Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen. I'm Kat Cullen, here with Susie Lyon to take us through what we can watch. And Susie is taking us out to the cinema first off this week because Hercule Poirot is back to solve another murder. Susie, what have you found?
G'day, Kat. That's right. You got to go grab your popcorn and head to the cinema to see A Haunting in Venice. Our favourite Belgian detective is summoned to Venice to help an old friend, played by Tina Fey. She needs to solve a mystery which involves attending a séance. Of course, a murder occurs and Poirot must solve this new mystery while trying to keep his wits about him as he questions his ability to tell reality from trickery. It's got an amazing cast for this story, adapted from, of course, the Agatha Christie book, and that one was called Halloween Party. This film serves as a sequel to Death on the Nile and is the third film that sees the leading detective, played by Kenneth Branagh, in each film directed by him too.
Let's have a quick snippet from the trailer.
I do not believe in psychics.
Come with me to a seance. Spot the con, I can't.
The con trap is here.
Somebody is dead. No one shall leave this place until I know who did it.
A ghost killed her.
There must be a rational answer for all of this.
Just admit that you are up against something bigger than you.
No!
Look, something about this feels a little bit more horror than I was expecting, to be honest.
It does, doesn't it? But it does still have that campiness that is very unique to these sorts of detective Agatha Christie stories. Mm. So it has that little bit of familiarity, but it does look very different to the previous two movies. The first movie remake slash adaptation directed by and starring Kenneth Branagh was Murder on the Orient Express. That was in 2017. It had massive success at the time. Then Death on the Nile was last year. It was 2022 release, and that had mild success. Each film, including this third one, has an awesome cast. Johnny Depp, Michelle Pfeiffer were in the Orient Express one. Death on the Nile saw Gal Gadot and Russell Brand star. And now in this one, we have Oscar winner Michelle Yeoh and Jamie Dornan.
These have been released in fairly quick succession, certainly the last two. Do you think there'll be another along soon?
Oh, good question. Maybe a prequel. Branagh is staying really tight-lipped about what he plans next for the moustache detective, but there are plenty more stories to be adapted if he so wishes. Agatha Christie wrote him into 33 novels, 2 plays, and 51 short stories. I can't even believe how many stories there are that have Poirot in them. So he has been portrayed by many actors. He's appeared in TV, movies, radio shows, and plays. Although he is one of, if not the most popular Christie character, the author found writing him insufferable and called him, and I quote, a detestable, bombastic, tiresome, egocentric little creep. Despite her disdain for the character, she refused to kill him off. She wanted to give her fans endless stories of his detective work.
Does sound like a great character to write, though. That one's on the cinema. It comes out this week. Enjoy. It's A Haunting in Venice. It's the title of that movie. Expect to see Hercule Poirot in there. Now, if we want to stay at home, though, here's an amazing movie. I really like the look of this one. It's out now on Sky Show. It is a wild movie that I don't think has seen such extravagance since The Great Gatsby. It's Babylon.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That reminded me of The Great Gatsby. As well. It is a black comedy drama film and it has an awesome cast as well. This movie is set in the silent film era of Hollywood while on the precipice of turning to movies with sound, like as in talkies. So Brad Pitt plays a drunk has-been but mega Hollywood star, while Margot Robbie is an up-and-comer. She's willing to do anything to get herself noticed, and she upsets many co-stars in the process. So the protagonist, Manny, has to navigate this new world while finding his place, leaving his Mexican roots and his family behind. It's glitz and glamour galore. This comedy shows the dark side of Hollywood in the 20s.
Let's have a listen to a snippet from the trailer.
If I had money, I would only spend it on things that were fun, you know? Not boring things like taxes. I'm just wanting for everyone to party forever.
Wow. When I first moved to LA, signs on all the doors said, no actors or dogs allowed. I changed that.
It's the most magical place in the world.
We'll just leave you with that little snip there. It looks like extravagance and chaos. I am so in. So it looks like this one was a little bit of a flop at the box office, though. But I really do think that that was more of a marketing issue rather than an issue with the movie, because it looks great. I'm a bit sad that I missed it on the big screen, if I'm honest, but I'm very glad that I'll be able to catch it on Sky Show.
Absolutely. And because Margot Robbie is the biggest woman in Hollywood at the moment, perhaps more people will watch it as well. It's also one I'm going to definitely catch on Sky Show.
So that's Brad Pitt and Margot Robbie in Babylon, which is out now on Sky Show. And also we took a little look at A Haunting in Venice, which is out this week at the cinema. Thanks so much, Susie Lyon, for telling us what we can watch on the big and little screen, the big screen, little screen.
You are welcome, Kat. See you next week.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.